Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
The who is the Michael Jordan of Wisconsin sports,
which is only slightly more timely than asking who is the J.R. Ewing of Wisconsin sports edition.
The the Evan Cohen and Jana in Pittsburgh scheduled to appear edition. And I can tell you which one I'm more excited about.
I forgot about Jana.
And the... I'm going to give you a little glimpse behind the curtain today. Edition. Of Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location with his new camera angle that he didn't realize was different, it is the Packers Hall of Famer. It is Mark Tauscher. Tauscher, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I don't like the same camera as yesterday, bro. Same camera.
Yes, but not the same as previously. Never mind.
All right, listen.
No, it's the same.
First of all, I got to watch a all-star baseball game last night of sixth graders. One of Sid's good friends, her brother was playing, and we had some carpooling, so we stayed and watched. It's a different game than the softball games. I would like to see Max play at some point because it reminds me of my youth. It's fun to watch. But that's not where I want to start today.
Okay.
So here's a little bit of a glimpse into how Wilde and Tausch, how the sausage gets made. So as avid listeners to the show know, I rarely suggest topics because... Well, to be perfectly honest, usually they either aren't very good or they are good, but they aren't good enough to engage old T. So I find myself more in the, okay, let Tausch be Tausch. I'm going to roll with it and I'm going to find angles on it. I'm a trained journalist. I know how to have a conversation with somebody. If something comes up in an answer, I know how to ask a follow-up. Except to Aaron Rodgers when he said he was inoculated or immunized or whatever it was. But we use a text format, okay? We don't get on a Zoom call or a Microsoft Teams call before the show. We throw ideas back and forth, which works for us. I don't know how it works for KBN or Jim, Matt, and Molly, the new and improved, believe me, adding Molly to that mix is definitely improving it, program in the afternoon on ESPN Madison, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Right, Homer is a totally different case. But that works for us. And it's great. Like, there are always... Tausch is an idea machine. Like, he's like... He is to ideas what Amazon is to retail. But he sent one today, and no one responded to it. And it was just a, how does this man's mind work? That went through my head. And all he wrote was, Miss AI pageant, ? And so I figured, I would wait until I actually got to speak with you to ask you, what the hell is this?
I was sitting at the kitchen counter, saw the text, took a drink, a cup of coffee, and had the exact same reaction. I said, I'm not even going to ask what this means. I had no idea, and it sounds preposterous, and I don't...
So, I hope you guys did some research on it so that when I ask questions, you'll know. Because, as you know, I've been doing Wisconsin's Morning News now for a year and a half, 2 years. I do a 750 hit on our sister station, WTMJ, the Big Stick. And Eric Bilstead, who is a great journalist, Vinny Vetrano, all kinds of TV experience. He's been doing the show for a while. I don't know what they're going to ask me. I never have a clue, and I don't want to know what they're going to ask me. Pancake Hill doesn't tell me what they're going to ask me. Today's segment was about Miss AI. There is. We've seen swimsuit editions. We've seen Miss America, Miss Wisconsin, all these pageants over all these years.
Fairest of the fair.
And now there is an AI pageant with over 1,500 entrants. AI pageant. And I had more questions. I felt like Jason Wilde this morning on Wisconsin's Morning News. I didn't even know how to answer. I said, I have too many questions. Is this person, is it a hologram? Is it a person? Is it an ent? Like, what do we call it? Or her, him? I don't know. But there were, he had on the video screen, the winner speaking in ChatGPT voices. And I thought, what the hell is going on around here? I Lombardied it because I don't know. And I'm like, well, how long is this going to be until this happens? So that's where this came from. So you can thank the boys over there at Wisconsin Morning News because I never would have thought of this. I still don't know what the hell is going on.
All right. I don't know. I thought we had an agreement on how we feel about AI around here on Wilde and Tausch. Again, there are lots of people that will tell you that it is a great innovation and there's going to be lots of positive things to come from it. I'm thinking Terminator. That's what I'm thinking. Rise of the Machines.
So legit, that's what Vinny said. And then I said, you can basically format or program this AI character however you like. And they mentioned Total Recall, I think. Or maybe it was Terminator. And I said, you remember, what was the movie with tri-bosoms? When they had tri-bosoms? Do you know what I'm talking about?
That is Total Recall for
total
those
recall.
Of you that
and
don't know that.
And honest to God, when I said that, I thought Bilstead might quit right on the scene. I brought that up, and I think the... I don't know what the heck you're talking about, but that's where we're at.
All right.
And then how long is it going to be until this person or thing or whatever is real? So I was astounded by it.
Yeah, I'm astounded that we have not learned from those futuristic films and said, okay, we have to. And I feel like I have seen there is pushback on a national level and a governmental level to try and get some measure of control over this. I don't know how effective it's been, but I don't want AI. I'll give you an example. I have my little eBay account where I sell things, right? In addition to selling hangers on Facebook Marketplace. And now eBay offers...
Just wait, those two things are different? Why don't you sell the hangers on...
Well, because then I'd have
PayPal
to ship them and sell them on Venmo because you have to ship things for eBay. So, you know, and then there's Poshmark and Mercari. There's lots of platforms to sell your stuff, and I'm on all of them. But they offer you AI-assisted descriptions. Like if I'm selling a book, I could hit the AI button, and it will write the description for me.
You don't actually sell books, though. Don't your books all sit on the bookshelves?
Sick burn, bro. No, I've sold a few books as well. But a lot of them do sit on the bookshelf. There's no denying that. I won't. Guilty as charged. But I don't use that. I don't want to use that. Like, I am... I don't want to say afraid, but that's probably the accurate word. I'm afraid of that. I don't want any part of Miss AI pageants. I don't want AI writing things for me.
Okay, well, in fairness, there's a good chance, and you'll have a job for a while, but AI is going to do sports writing. Like, you know that. Like, it already is happening. That's what I'm saying. And I think that piece of it, and that's not the reason I sent you that text this morning. I'm literally fascinated.
You're just
by
you just
AI
wanted
pageants.
To go. No, like, no. Tell the truth. You just wanted to bring up Tri Bosoms again.
Tri Bosom.
So, let me clarify.
Guilty as charged.
Not everyone is as old as we are. There has actually been a second version of Total Recall that came out, right? So the first one.
Recall.
That wasn't very good.
Yeah, good one. Mm-hmm. And I always get that confused with The Running Man. They both nice, well done. They both have Arnold Schwarzenegger in them, but only one has Richard Dawson. And The Running Man is like
Richard Dawson from Family Feud?
Yes, he's the like game show host
what
in The Running
legend.
Man. Where it's like some sort of futuristic American
Say
Ninja
Jack
Warrior.
Barker,
thing.
Dawson, Harvey.
All right. Well,
there's my Mount Rushmore game show host.
Okay. Well, we have to get to the Michael Jordan of Wisconsin sports first, so we'll save the Mount Rushmore of game show hosts for a little bit later in the program. But in Total Recall,
can you imagine Richard Dawson, a family comes on the show, and I believe he kisses this gal. I think he ended up, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he poached a wife from someone's family on Family Feud.
All right, that
allegedly.
Sounds.
Allegedly, I want to make sure I am legally.
You're
think
covered.
Dawson.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
All right. First of all,
that's not what happened.
That some might call that an old wives' tale. Secondly, come on, nothing for that. I thought that was really good. Secondly, I feel like you're making that up. Third.
Google Richard Dawson's wife. I know he met her on the show. Maybe she was single, and he just was. You know how he used to always, open mouth kiss everybody that he walked
he
down
the thing?
He didn't
open mouth kiss everyone. He kissed them on the cheek.
No.
He did a little smoochy thing on the lips, too.
Allegedly.
Anyway,
let me tell you something. Richard Dawson ain't doing Richard Dawson things in 2024 he did in 70.
Yes, you just took the words literally right out of my mouth. I was just about to say that. Anyway, if we could get back to...
he did marry a contestant from the show, according to Yahoo.
Thank you.
He's
and I don't
right
think
again.
She was... Maybe she wasn't already married. Maybe it was a boyfriend-girlfriend situation, but... I think old boy poached somebody right out of the
stage. We'll work on the details there because he may have married a contestant. Do we think he took a married woman, kissed her on stage, and she was so smitten with him that she left her husband for him?
After Gretchen Johnson's appearance in 1981, he called her, asked her out on a date, and they moved in together. They lived together for several years, got married in 1991, had a daughter, Shannon, so he'd spent all those years just being a family man.
On the Family Feud.
That's a beautiful story.
From Yahoo Entertainment.
All right, I'm just going to clarify the Tribe Bosoms so people understand what the hell Tausch is talking about, and then we're going to move on. Okay? So in Total Recall... Arnold Schwarzenegger enters a bar. That sounds like a bad dad joke. Arnold Schwarzenegger walks into a bar. And there are all these freaks that have been impacted on Mars by the lack of oxygen and all the other weird stuff that goes on up there. Fair description from your recollection of this film? And one of the women...
I only remember Tri-Bosom. I don't remember any of the actual films.
You were at an interesting age to have discovered that, if I recall what time that movie came out, since you're a little younger than me. And so there is a woman who is a professional who offers her services, and she opens her shirt, and she has, as opposed to the typical two, she has three. And so apparently the Tauscher boys, who were watching this film together on the farm, called it Tri-Bosoms. And now it has made it all the way in 2024 onto our radio program.
I don't believe we were. I don't think that's exactly how it played out. But yeah, Tri-Bosom.
Okay.
I didn't know she was a working girl. I thought she just.
Yeah, I think she's.
Like,
you know, you want to have a good time.
Literally the only part of that movie. Maybe I need to go back and watch that movie.
Sharon Stone.
Is that age appropriate? Can I watch that with Max? You think?
No,
is that,
I don't. I don't.
Does it sound age appropriate?
No, tribosm's not a game killer for a 13, 14 year old kid like that. I don't think tribosm is. Right.
Sure.
Oh, we started watching Wedding Crashers. So
I thought we agreed that you weren't going to do that.
We shut it off. I stopped it, but I thought a lot of funny parts. I really just, that was a selfish moment as a dad. I had to pull back and stop that. FYI.
All right. Well, we'll start working on your
watch some old
father.
Family Feud reruns instead.
Apparently, those are a little risque too.
I'm telling you, a lot of action in it. When I watched Top Gun, before watching Top Gun 2, Top Gun 1, which is rated less, much more risque than Top Gun, whatever the new version is called. Like, much different.
All right. I would love to relive all the great 80s and 90s films and discuss which films are...
I didn't bring any of this up, for the record. I wanted to talk about what's
Miss
more important,
AI
tight end one
pageant.
Or wide receiver one. Uh-huh. That's what I wanted to do.
That was also a confusing text.
It's not.
What was WR or what was the other abbreviation you sent in that text?
TE1WR.
That was I looked. I'm not. I'll have to double check that. You might want to check your spelling on TE1.
Would you watch American Pie with your daughters right now?
No, I would not.
What age do you do that?
First of all, why are we watching American Pie?
Our boy Danny Boy just texted me, said he watched American Pie with his son, who's the same age as Max.
There are some movies I think you just don't watch with your kids. Just let your kids discover them with their friends on their own.
Okay. And you think Total Recall is one of those movies?
I wouldn't watch Total Recall.
All right, I'm gonna tweet out which of your favorite old school movies are appropriate for you to watch with your kids, and which ones would you never watch with your kids? Because I love Wedding Crashers. I do. It's one of my favorites.
Great movie.
It is a great movie. Some adult themes in that film, though. Speaking of themes, the theme of this month's Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin conversation is dad jokes.
You got one? You ready?
Dude, I was born
ready. All right, well, just going to get right to it. It is time for that bad dad joke that we've been talking about all month here on Will Do You Tell. Go ahead, Jason.
This one hits pretty close to home. What do you call someone who can't stick to a diet?
I don't know.
A dessert-er.
Shade and bake, as they say here with Pella Windows and Doors. Not bad at all. My mind, you know what, dad jokes, old movies, Richard Dawson, AI. It's on all kinds of things, but it's really on Windows. Because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has a fantastic, and I say fantastic, deal going on right now. Pay as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Pella completes the installation. No mess, no hassle, leaving nothing, and no more bad dad jokes, leaving nothing but perfect results behind. Certain restrictions do apply. The offer ends at the end of July. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
Why couldn't the toilet paper cross the road? It got stuck in a crack.
It's pretty good.
We'll have more dad jokes throughout the month. We'll have more Wildy and Tausch, where we'll discuss... Well, I'm not sure what we're going to discuss next, so come back and find out with me. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
As an avid viewer of Good Morning America. I did not see this happen this morning. Tausch, did you?
I did not.
Okay, so our friend Evan Cohen, who is scheduled to appear next, obviously is one of the three hosts, our third favorite on Unsportsmanlike. And Jesse, am I describing this correctly? He took a shot at old T?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, and we have the audio.
That's nothing out of the ordinary.
Does he do it? Yeah, but he does it on... like his appearances on our show are
different.
Are shot of paloozas at you, really. Like you two, for as good of friends as you guys are, and all the times you guys have had steaks together at Tornado that we hear about all the time, doesn't seem like it when you guys are on, right? You guys get after each other.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Sure. But
embrace debate.
Yeah.
It feels like, yeah.
But I don't know how many times this has happened on a national level. And apparently that occurred today, and Jesse has the audio.
By the way, let me also call out Mark Tauscher, ESPN Wisconsin. He is a former Green Bay Packer. Uh-huh. Called me yesterday and said, do you have any connections to get Taylor Swift tickets in Miami? And I said, no, nobody does.
Nobody has right. those connections.
And I said, well, like, why are you asking me now? He goes, I didn't realize my daughter was a Swiftie. I said, how do you not realize your own daughter is a Swiftie? You got to know that.
So was he lying because it's actually for him and he just didn't want to admit
Could
it?
Be. Did not ask Could that be. Question.
Could be.
Is it? Aren't we beyond that?
Closet Swiftie.
But well, you're an ex-football player also. Are you okay admitting you're a Swiftie? If you are.
If I were a Swiftie, yeah. I don't know that I want to make that public.
So you think
he's dating a three-time Super Bowl champion?
Correct. Yeah,
what are we talking about?
Rodgers okay, is there. Belichick is there. Yeah, obviously, Travis and Jason Kelce are there.
Well, Bill's there maybe for other reasons.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't know about all that.
He's a Swiftie. If he goes to the concert, he's a Swiftie.
Now he is.
I don't know if his motivations are the music. I guess my whole point is I don't know if I would openly want to admit
why?
That I love Taylor Swift's music? Just, I don't know.
It's like the coolest club to be in right now.
Is it?
To be a Swiftie. Yes.
It's the coolest club?
Okay. Every show that she's at is the thing to go to.
Yeah, if I'm going to be on stage with her, then cool. If I'm going to get the shout out from Taylor Swift and get that platform, that's great. But I don't know that, like, if I'm just going to buy the ticket to go to the concert, I don't know that I want to make that public. So there could be something to that.
So Tausch is really...
Tauscher could be a...
Swiftie and doesn't want to. What a loser!
An offensive lineman has a Swiftie.
Yeah,
could be.
Wow, that took a
that's harsh.
That took a harsh turn.
It's very harsh.
What a loser!
Yeah, I don't know if we needed all that harshness. I am not a Swiftie, and by the way, don't have any problem admitting I would be a Swiftie at all. I mean, I tell you that I listened to Justin Timberlake. I went to his concert. I don't know. I mean, Swiftie's fine. Here's the deal. I assumed Evan, who is Mr. Miami,
he's kind
Mr.
of a big
West
deal.
Palm Beach, uh-huh. the whole deal, with Tannenbaum being the old general manager, I have literally zero interest myself in going to a Taylor Swift. I don't. I like, now if it's the Killers, I will find a way to get to it. If I'm like when they play
Except
at the Sphere.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go.
You are.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
In this case, I didn't realize, I know that this Swift tour is a big blanket deal. I've known that. I didn't realize that it would be incredibly special for my daughter to go. She loves Taylor Swift. So much so that she's asking NFL questions and Travis Kelce and the Chiefs. And so I thought, you know what? I got a couple of big old national hitters. Maybe they got a look. And get a look. So I asked him, and then he takes that, what I thought would just be a normal conversation.
Private conversation?
And spreads it, yeah, kind of IPT. I think really IPT, actually.
What I'm wondering, that was my first question.
Am I mad? I'm not. Do I care? No. Does it bother me that, you know, he's trying to act like I'm some closet Swiftie? I'm not. And if I was, I'd tell you, what do I care? Do I listen to Taylor Swift's music? It's everywhere, so yes. But am I, like, cranking it up to play? I'd be more Miley Cyrus than I would be Taylor Swift.
Well, we do have
I
that
am.
We do have that shot of
there's
you on the
butterfly,
wrecking ball.
There's a butterfly. The butterfly flies away. I used to love doing that. City and I used to love singing that song and having fun with that. So
sure.
Called Party in the USA.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that is it. Not Party in the USA, but the butterflies.
That doesn't feel like that's like even the most critical line in that song.
Like one of the least important lines.
All right, well, Evan's going to join us.
That the butterfly flies away? No,
yeah,
so that's what that song is known
up
for.
Playing my song.
You're playing that song and those butterflies.
Yeah,
nodding your head like, yeah.
No one's questioning whether
moving
or not that line is
like,
in the song. Yeah, that sounds like a line that you might be more interested in, given the connections to Wedding Crashers that you enjoy. Look, my first thought was this intended as a private conversation, not intended to be public?
Yeah, it was 100% private. But you always know with Cohen that stuff can be, so tread lightly.
So you're not embarrassed by this, is the bottom line.
Not even a little bit, no. Not even.
And you would not be embarrassed in any way if you were a huge fan of her music to be called a Swiftie.
What do I care?
Right. You don't seem to care about much, frankly.
No, I mean, here's the deal. You can sit here and live your life being all cautious and getting upset about all this stuff. Why? Why?
Yeah, I admire you that you're like that.
No, I mean, why would you let that bother you?
Well, this is a bad example. I wouldn't let that bother me, but I don't want people thinking inaccurately about
that
me.
That you're a Swiftie?
No, that's what I'm saying. Is that
who
one?
Cares?
I don't have a problem with that, and I do enjoy her music. I don't know if I rise to the level of Swiftie because it does seem that Swifties are a little bit
like would I wear one of those little bracelet deals if my daughter gave me a little Swiftie? I think they do bracelets, right?
They
at
do.
These concerts?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'd wear it, no problem. And if somebody wants to give me crap about it, what do I care? You're the idiot. If it's bothering you, that's on you, not on me.
All right, well, we'll take that topic up with Evan, but I do have a confession to make when he joins us. I will do that as part of our conversation with Evan Cohen.
Oh, you must have been listening to yesterday's content, Cohen.
I don't know what you're talking about. I actually missed it. I'm not proud of that. I will watch it, though. Seems like I'm doing everything that I could have learned there, though, so maybe I don't need to listen. But what you do need to do is listen to me when I tell you about Steinhoffels.
Yeah,
and you can sleep organically. You know, Tausch loves organics. You can even sleep organically now with Steinhoffels avocado mattresses. Stop in and experience the ultra-plush comfort of an avocado mattress exclusively at Steinhoffels. Avocado mattresses do not smell like avocados or guacamole, but they are made from non-toxic, natural, certified organic materials, not just slapping the word organic on there and calling it organic. Designed to provide superior comfort and support for a healthy night's sleep. So check them out in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike joins us next. It's Woldy and Tausch.
People really like them now, but you're going to love Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Do you refer to your wife as mother?
Mommy.
Yeah, that's it. What's up, mama?
Weekdays 4 to 6, coming July 15th on 100.5 ESPN.
That music means it's time to be joined by our third favorite host of Unsportsmanlike. Still waiting on Michelle Schmalman to make her decision on her new Packers fandom. But it is Evan Cohen on Wilde and Tausch. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jason. I will have an update on that one. So tomorrow we're doing something on the show about fandom and sports. We have something lined up, so I will make sure on the air that I put the feet to the fire on the Packers fandom a little bit tomorrow.
Well, you've been putting a lot of feet to the fire. We just listened to you getting after old boy for his closet swiftiness, which he has now disputed. But I have a confession. Now, I don't know
Tausch and I are in this weird spot now. Like, we're coming up on our 8th anniversary of the show, and we're starting to get into, like, old married couple range where we finish each other's sentences. I don't know if that happened with Mike and Mike, if it happened with you and Babchick, if it's starting to happen yet. You guys are still pretty new together with Canty and Schmalman. But we're starting to share the same brain. And you got after him today on Unsportsmanlike for what I'm being told was intended as a private conversation as he sought Taylor Swift tickets. Here's my confession. Yeah. I was having the same thought. We have a lot of big deals at Good Karma Brands. I was thinking a little smaller scale of she's playing in Indianapolis as part of her tour, and that's a shorter drive than Miami. And I was thinking, Craig Karmazin's a big deal. There's a few other folks that are really important people in the realm of media. I wonder if anybody can get Sid and I tickets to Swifty, because Sid loves Taylor Swift like Eleanor does. So I'm kind of glad I didn't reach out to you, although no one would have known had you made fun of me on the radio. But I kind of had the same question as Tausch did, so I don't blame him for reaching out to you looking for some help. I'm a little surprised that you weren't of any help.
Well, wow, what a shot at the end there. So a couple of things. I don't blame him for reaching out. That's not the purpose of this.
Uh-huh.
The purpose of me bringing it up was twofold. Number one, it was one thing, and then it became a second thing. I don't understand how Tausch, who is, by all accounts, a great dad, and I've been around him when he's been with his kids, I don't understand how he doesn't know his daughter is a Swiftie, because he calls me yesterday, and we were talking about something else, and then he asked about these tickets, and he's like, I didn't realize Eleanor, his daughter, was such a big Swiftie. And I'm like, what do you mean you didn't realize? How do you not know that about your kid? To which Canty said, are you sure that's just not Tausch asking you for tickets because he's a Swiftie? I said, hadn't thought about that. Tausch is pretty open and honest. He seems little to never embarrassed by anything. So, and not that it would be embarrassing by any stretch of imagination to admit that you're a Swiftie. Are you a Swiftie? / how did you not know your daughter was one?
So, okay, Tausch.
A couple of things.
Okay.
You know that I wouldn't give two rips if you called me a Swiftie. Like, what do I care?
I know that as well as probably anybody.
So, I understand Canty doesn't know me, so that is completely off the table. There's a difference between being a fan of something and, like, really wanting to go to a live show of that person being a bigger deal. And understanding it is a tight ticket, like really tight, and thinking, Mr. West Palm, spent all these years down there doing commercial-free episodes on a great station down in ESPN West Palm. And all of the context that you've accumulated over all these years – and all I was saying is I know it's probably tight. And the next thing I know, I'm getting texts because I'm getting sewered on Unsportsmanlike. I don't know. Like, it's kind of a weird deal.
Jason, Tausch is so brilliant that somehow he has spun this in a way that makes me feel like a failure. Like, I don't have enough contacts to get the hottest ticket in the world in a place I don't live. Right? Like, now I have this level of, like, you used to. I know, but, like, I really haven't made it in life. Like, I should work a little bit smarter and harder. Like, and now I feel like an absolute failure. You have since, though, avoided the conversation, though. Did you, as a dad, and again, by all accounts, nobody can judge someone else's parenting. How the hell would any of us actually know? But by all public accounts, TMZ.
Although Jason's TMZ's kids are perfect, so his dadhood's better, but I digress.
All right, anyway. So, by all accounts, you seem to be a good dad from what we know. Do you feel like you get it incomplete on the knowledge of your daughter's Taylor Swift fandom?
All right, let me jump in here for a second.
Can I defend my boy?
So
you don't have to.
First of all, I understand you can defend yourself. You don't need me.
Don't start with that line then. Like, I'm all for you jumping in, but don't say I got to defend my.
Well,
In future, don't do that. Okay.
All right, shut up. Let me talk.
Change your mind.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Yes.
So, would you like me to interject? Okay, good. I learned something new today.
I'd rather than having you defend me, yes.
Okay. You don't have any idea how many times I do that in the course of a week. All right, so when Taylor Swift played Soldier Field in June of 2023, now I understand we're a year into the incredible level of popularity that she has, but she was extremely popular already, right? She was already selling out all of her Eras tours. I did not realize how much Sydney wanted to see a show either, or I would have gotten tickets. And I feel like I'm fairly engaged. I knew she liked her, but I didn't know that that would have been a bucket list show for her to go to at Soldier Field. It has since been, and with the relationship with Travis Kelce, I think that has brought it into a sharper relief for me because Sydney was watching games that she wouldn't normally watch. So I'm not defending Tausch, I guess. I'm just saying that even for me, I knew that our girls liked Pink, and I made sure that we got tickets to Pink when she was at AmFam Field. Whether or not I was clueless when it came to Sydney's love for Taylor Swift, I wouldn't go that far, but I certainly didn't realize that now I'd be sitting here a year later going, well, we could go to Indianapolis because it's like the only remaining close show left, but it would take a minor miracle or a major miracle to get tickets. So I didn't realize the depth of her enjoyment. And it sounds, Tausch, not defending you, like you didn't realize just how much she loved her.
No, I didn't, and I didn't until Sarah, who does not, she does not openly tell me, hey, do this very often. But she left me some Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs saying, boy, if you have access and you can utilize some relationships in order to find a way to get tickets to those remaining shows that she has. When we were over at Baby Fresh's house, his wife and daughters went to the concert in Chicago and said it was one of the best experiences ever. And after that, that's when I started thinking, okay, maybe I could put some effort in and try. I didn't think it was that big of a blanking deal. It obviously is. That's why it's as popular as this. So while Evan, I understand where Evan's coming from, I didn't realize the depth of the amount of enjoyment that my daughter would get from going to a live show.
All right, so that's Evan, we're gonna need four then.
Okay, yeah. All fair. I love that Jason's defense of Tausch was giving Jason's parenting resume, which is an interesting defense of let me give you all the tickets I've
got. He doesn't need to do that because his kids eat vegetables and they get perfect grades and they're the best athletes in the world. That's also kind of a regular theme on this show. Continue,
that's not
Evan.
True. Yeah.
Do your kids eat vegetables? Because that's very impressive. I can't get my kids to eat vegetables.
Oh, yeah. Broccoli. All the best stuff. Yep. They're the best.
No Brussels sprouts, though. No Brussels sprouts.
My daughter's favorite food, if she ate, is sushi, as a matter of fact, which is not terrible, but also could be expensive for us.
Sure.
So,
and
what
by
was
the way, let me add one other thing, though. Okay. One other thing. While I did not, Jason, find a direct connect for Tausch to get these tickets, that I not.
Oh, he offered other people's names that people? I should know in order to go get it. Hey, Chris Chambers played for the Dolphins, didn't he? Oh, Chris Chambers. Yeah, I'm sure Chris Chambers is probably trying to get tickets.
Dwayne
too.
Wade might be able to hook you up.
Actually, Sarah, it's actually a good. But it's not at the Heat Arena, is what we found out. It's not.
That's the other thing. Tausch was ragging on his. I shouldn't say that. Whatever. He was ragging on his wife a little bit. He's like, Sarah thought for some reason it was at the Heat Arena. I'm like, Tausch, you know that's like.
No. That is. Whoa. That is not what I said. I said our good friend Stevie P, who I first went to. Yeah, it was not Sarah. Sarah's listening. So
Evan wasn't
Sarah's
even your
listening.
First call.
So don't be trying to get me in trouble. Okay, I've come.
I actually was talking about Sarah yesterday with my wife because, and speaking of Steve P, my wife and I last week were in Florida. I want to present a story to you guys about that. And we were at a restaurant, the Tausch we went to, and I said, oh, you know, before my wife and I were married, we actually were at that restaurant that we were with, Tausch and Sarah and Stevie P and his wife and Steve Walsh, former quarterback, and his wife, and we all went to that restaurant
Brandon
together
Walsh.
That night that we went to.
And Ian Ziering.
Not Brandon. I have been out with Ian, or hung out with Ian Ziering, actually, as a matter of fact.
So have I.
Wow.
It's fun.
Wait a minute.
Me and you both have hung out with Ian Ziering.
Okay, that like two-sentence exchange there, let's see, Catholics versus convicts with Steve Walsh at quarterback. And now you guys were hanging out with another Steve from 90210 together? Right?
No,
isn't
we are together.
Our Ian Ziering meetups are separate. I did not meet Ian Ziering with him.
Was it the time that you were getting out of the limo?
And Russell Wilson was there? No, yeah. Not that time.
Not that time, but boy, did he
blow the couch off. Oh, was that great to see.
It was not pretty.
Wait, so here's the thing that happened. Here's what happened. I want to know your opinions on this. You guys will both be into this, okay? So last week, my wife and I were in Florida, in Palm Beach, Florida. And we stayed at a beautiful hotel. I know that Jason's been there. I don't know if Mark has been there. It's called The Breakers. It's the greatest hotel in the world, okay?
I didn't stay there. I just covered the NFL meetings there, to be clear.
Well, I'm saying I know you've been there. So in telling your audience, you can vouch for it's heaven on earth.
It's
right?
Ostentatious. Like, it's yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's an insulting word. I'm not positive what that means.
It's snooty. Anyway, he's basically calling it bougie and snooty. Is ostentatious.
It is bougie. It's not snooty. But anyway, so we were having dinner with three other couples on July 4th. CVP and his wife, by the way, were one of them, right? So it's three total couples. It's July 4th. It's this beautiful restaurant, and it's like a tapas restaurant. So there's multiple courses that we would have during the course of the night, right? So we're like two or three courses in, so let's call it six courses all in. July 4th. One of the couples says, hey, why don't we go outside and watch the fireworks now and then eat the rest after? And I said, what do you mean? We haven't been served all of our food. We're in the middle of the meal. They went ahead and asked the waitress, is it cool if we step outside and then come back in like 10 or 15 minutes? And the waitress was like lost. I said, what was going on? She's like, I guess. So we had halftime of a meal. No meal in the history of meals has ever had a halftime, but we had halftime.
Oh,
first half, eating. Halftime, fireworks show. Come back, second half. Your thoughts on that entire exchange,
question.
Whether or not that's okay.
Question.
Yes.
Fascinating.
I knew Tausch.
Tapas is different because it's you order and then you could take a break because you don't know, well, is this going to fill me up? They're smaller portions.
Exactly.
Now, if
right.
it's a dessert, you get done with your tapas and the dessert menu comes and, oh, you know what? I'm going to go watch the fireworks, and then can we come back? Totally on board with that, especially if it's not super busy. But if it's super busy and it's a reservation place and it's one of those swanky places, you can't take a halftime break. Yeah, I don't think
that's what I thought. That I agree with you, but even though we didn't, I agree with you. I wanted to stay there because I'm thinking to myself, you know, if they all leave, I get all this food to myself. Why not?
Sure.
But somehow the restaurant, obliged with this request, and we went to the halftime. We took 10 or 15 minutes outside, fireworks, come back, then they started serving the food again. It was remarkable.
I might start doing that. That's actually a really good idea.
So if you're going to do that.
Probably eat less if you do that, right?
Well maybe
slow
not.
The whole thing down.
Like if you've got the halftime.
I think you end up eating more.
Well, if you've got halftime coming up, are you running the 2-minute drill and stuffing your face with a couple of items before halftime gets there so you can get some food before the halftime break? Like, is it
interesting?
Is that the
question? So, Jason, here's the thing that's different than like a true halftime. I didn't know there was halftime, right? Until it actually happened, right?
Mm.
So when you're playing everybody talks about in the NFL, the middle four, final two of the first two of the second half, right? Like, I didn't know there was a middle four here. See, I think it actually works in reverse of what Tausch said, and more so what you said, Jason, of, wait, I took a break. I kind of replenished. Now I'm going to eat even more as a result of the break that I would have actually probably eat less if there was no halftime.
Yep, I agree.
So I've never heard of such a thing.
So what was the second half of the menu? What all did you eat?
Oh, was it good? Oh, good question. this lobster pasta that was fantastic. We got a shrimp pad thai. We got this this crab fried rice that was ridiculous. Oh, so good. And then a bunch of other things. I don't even know what they were. And then dessert was like one of those hot skillet cookie things with ice cream. Ooh. And then this like bakery type whoopie pie, not just like a regular whoopie pie, like a well done by a pastry chef. Just a remarkable meal. Remarkable meal. And but it's the same. Yeah. It's the same hotel and company that when Tausch and I went to dinner 100 years ago on Palm Beach Island. Same company that runs both restaurants. So great food. Great food.
Now are you? What I've started to learn is if you order off menu to the chef, it's even that much better. I don't know how often if you get turned
relationship.
Up. Yeah, I think so. I don't think you could just randomly do it.
Yeah, when we went to Tornado that night, I think we've been gone a couple of nights, but when we went to Tornado that night, you and I, well, one of the nights, I remember you walking in, and like, for those who have not been to Tornado in Madison, it's a really nice, wonderful steakhouse, but it's more of like a supper club kind of thing. But like, you don't wear a hat and shorts, unless you're Mark Tauscher, who wore a hat and shorts. Most people are like, wearing a golf shirt or a polo or a dress or whatever it may be. Tausch comes in, hat and shorts, everybody knew who he was. He ordered this unbelievable crab leg thing. And I've been to Tornado as a UW-Madison grad 1,000 times. I never even knew it existed. I don't know that I was on the menu, and it was one of the best things I've ever had in my life.
That's on the menu.
Is it on the menu?
It's the best.
It is?
It is on
the
menu.
But you could go there.
We did it as an appetizer.
You could go there.
Yeah, we did it as an appetizer.
Oh, did we ever? Oh, was that good?
Yeah, it was good.
But you could go there and order whatever you want. I don't think I could go there and order whatever I want.
Yeah, you could.
Like, if you said to them, make me a chicken sandwich.
You're a big star.
Well, I understand that.
You're a big star that I think is going to deliver on these tickets, Taylor Swift tickets to Miami.
For
now, both, now it's not two. Now you got to get four. So now it's although Jason, would Paula take Sid or would you take Sid?
I would take her because I'm a Swiftie.
Fair enough.
Nice of somebody to admit it.
There you go. I'm not going, I don't know.
Top three Taylor Swift songs. Go ahead, Jason.
I'd Be the Man is my favorite. Welcome to New York is on the list.
Oh, that's a good song.
And Style. Those would be my top three.
Oh, boy, where are you with this?
There you go. I don't know. I mean, I think she has that
Florida
song. Here he goes. I don't know.
Well, no, I legitimately don't know.
He's just trying to come up with his top 15 from the Tortured Poets Department. He's trying to rank all of them in his head right now because he knows them all by heart. Evan, we appreciate
it. Don't be an anti-hero.
I got one very quick thing. Very quickly, guys.
Okay.
Do you guys want a great Jesse story of him screwing up?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Like which one? When he didn't record our great Pella read, and then we had to end up going to there's literally seven or eight this week that happened.
Oh, this was this week. Jesse texted me.
Oh, great! Let's hear another one. Pile it on.
Yeah, Jesse texted me asking for a favor that he knew I could deliver on, even though it wasn't going to be easy. I give him credit; he texted the right person. But the timing of the text, I said to him, listen, I'm running around doing a million things, and the person that I need to go to for this, I got to do it after 6 p.m. Just remind me after 6 p.m. that I need to do this. Well, needless to say, he never reminded me. I did it anyway, and I got it done for him. But, I mean, it was really a remarkable thing. He said absolutely no problem and never texted me after that.
Well, he was very busy, too, you know. Just ask him.
Hosting the Great Dane Huddle Monday nights at 6 on 100.5 ESPN.
All right, again,
post-6 text.
Yeah, it's a lot. There are commercial breaks during that program, from what I recall. All right, Evan, just to indicate the impact of Taylor Swift's name being mentioned, no one in my family ever comes down to the basement while we're doing the show, ever. And Sydney is standing like 3 feet
away. Except for your 42 cats.
Except for the cats and the dogs. Yes, that's fair. So the power of being a Swiftie reveals itself again. Evan, we appreciate you. Thanks for the content. Thanks for taking a shot at Old Boy. And thanks for the 4 tickets. We're looking forward to those.
Goodbye. See you guys.
the disgusted tone of his voice. Goodbye. He does. I will say this. I do feel bad. I think we made him feel like we think he's a bigger deal than he actually is to think that he would have the connection to get us those tickets. He said he feels like a loser.
He thinks he's a pretty big deal. Mm. Well, let's not kid ourselves. He thinks he's a pretty big deal.
All right. Well, we will get further into Tausch's playlist for Taylor Swift songs when we return. More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Brewers.
It doesn't look like there's any wiltage coming.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
I think this is going to be a team that gets better and better as their youth gets more and more experience.
Covering the crew all summer on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Cohen, can't wait to go to see Taylor Swift with Tausch and Eleanor and Sid. I'm on one of those secondary ticket sites right now.
I'll tell you what, it'll be crazy because it'll be you and Sarah and Eleanor and Sid that would be going.
Yeah.
So the content would be gold. We would have to send
the
video crew.
So we can expense the tickets?
With you. I doubt you can expense the tickets.
It would take them a while to get there with all the stops.
I was going
to
say, you guys will have 72 stops. You'll never get there. And then, I don't know what, there's going to be so many attention to detail bits. I don't know what on earth, it'll have to be a week-long trip if you guys go.
What's the over-under on pictures taken?
Oh my God. Oh, my God.
So I am curious.
Realistically, Jesse, 5,000, and I think I'd go over like big time on that.
I love that Sarah takes so many pictures. She is a woman after my own heart. I'm on this secondary market website. Tickets to the November 1st show on it's a Friday night at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. She basically has three sites left on her tour. Miami for three, New Orleans for three, Indianapolis for three. Yeah. I can get you two for $2,357 each.
Like in the third deck, though, probably.
They are listed as great tickets. According to this website, I can get some more $2,400 for two together. Okay. My question, and look, you. One of the great things about you is you don't act like a 11-year NFL player, but it did put you into a different tax bracket than us normal people. But you're talking $5,000 for tickets to a show for 2 people.
Yeah, it'll be a $10,000 trip if that's the road we go.
Yeah. Is that worth it? Is there a line of demarcation where you say, no, that's too rich even for my blood?
Yeah, it's a good question. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. How's that?
Okay. Can I take out a loan? If they're going to go through with this, I'd like to get to and can I just pay you back in monthly installments? Because
I'm not sure you've paid me back on the $20 I paid you 8 years ago.
I definitely did. We did a whole bit on it.
Okay. Then, yeah, we can discuss. There's always discussion points.
I'm guessing.
For sure. You know what? You can put a HELOC up against you and go to Associated Bank, too. You could do that.
I could. I'm guessing. I don't know enough about Kohler Services' structure, but I know Doug is awesome. I don't know. Maybe they're employee-owned as well, but I know this. They will redo your bathroom in a beautiful fashion.
Indeed, if you need a bath or shower remodel, that's easy. Turn to our friends at Kohler Services. Family-owned business. Wisconsin luxury brand. Family-owned for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer, providing care for life. And this month only, 0% interest for 12 months on your Luxtone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
I feel like we've covered a lot of ground in the first hour, and I'm feeling a little overwhelmed and a little bit hivey. So we're going to get to some Packers conversation to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. And eventually we'll get to the Michael Jordan of Wisconsin sports. Stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.